There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
All right. Honorary. Let's do it. And
here's to you, gentlemen.
To episode 170, I think. Whoa. Or is it 171 or something? Okay. I don't remember. Something.
One of them.
Here we go.
Here's to you guys. Thank you to the Thunder Vodka.
Healthy. That was healthy. Healthy. Yeah, yeah. Spear point right in the back of the throat
exactly.
With it. Good morning, hello, everybody. Broadcasting live. No, we're not live.
We are in the Washburn's Home Furnishing Studios.
That's right. The Washburn's Home Furnishing Studios.
Right.
I get nothing out of that but comfort.
But comfort. Exactly.
I do get comfort.
And that's all we ever get, actually.
Dude, come on.
Unless they re-up this year.
Comfort is worth a lot in a podcast studio. I see a lot of podcast studios where guys just sit on bar stools. And I'm like, we couldn't do that for Regrettable. There's just no way.
I was thinking about getting couches next, maybe.
Yeah, couches.
Yeah. Or a hot tub.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm talking about?
yeah. You get like some waterproof wireless equipment and broadcast in the lake.
Exactly.
That'd be good. Just got back. We're starting a little bit late today because I was out looking at a house.
That's really cool, looking at purchasing
and realizing I can't or won't, or it's a shitty house, or you know, it's too expensive for me, or the interest rate is gonna, you know, take me from behind, or
all of those things.
Yeah. It's like all I see is millennials, you know, having a hard time buying a house, whatever it is. South Park voice is always what I read that in for some reason. It's looking rough out there for millennial home buyers, you know.
just throwing
that out there.
90s home buyers, also my age group between like 94 and 98, that group that started buying homes, I could have bought a home at 97, I guess. I'd have been 20 or I'd have been 18 at 97, so
yeah.
But that group, the early 90s oil boom, the late 80s, early 90s oil boom created a really bad housing crisis in Oklahoma City.
Mm.
And by the 95s, 98s, when my age group, quote unquote, Gen X was coming of age and really starting to buy or wanting to, thinking about buying homes, there were none available.
Dang.
Yeah, they started putting up that ticky-tacky house, bunch of neighborhoods out in the middle of nowhere. Mm.
Oh, man. Everything that's up there is either a $90,000 shithole or a $300,000 to $400,000 average home. That's like what I'm looking at right now.
That's crazy.
And this is in rural Arkansas. I thought we were kind of shielded from the horrors that happen in bigger cities and drive housing up,
but it catches up, man.
Yeah. Like even in tiny, tiny rural Arkansas, somebody who can, call their collection of shit an estate is selling it for $400,000, $500,000,
and it needs to be gutted.
It needs new plumbing.
It would be cheaper to burn the house down
and then
just start from scratch.
Yeah.
I mean. And just even anything, just vacant land. My wife and I sold some land here recently, and we threw out the stupid price. And I mean,
they jumped on it.
Immediately. Wow. Yeah.
To the point where
three days later, it was sold.
Yeah, you could have probably thrown out the retarded price.
Yeah, I know.
Because I even said, well, let me know when you want to sell. He's like, no, dude, I threw out this crazy price. Like,
I couldn't have sold it to you.
Exactly. That's what he said. Yes.
Yeah. And for a guy, just bring a stack. I'd never seen so many $100 bills.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
My wife immediately took to the bank, and I was like, no, we got to structure this, okay?
Yeah, some in the some in gold, some in safe,
some in cast iron, a lot of cast iron,
yeah, a lot of cast iron,
yeah. You'll be surprised how awesome cast iron will be in just 20 years.
You did well, Patrick.
We can only put $9,999 in the bank at any given time,
that's
right.
You did well, you got lunch today.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks.
Maybe get an increase in my allowance.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I mean, I keep my eye on it every day. I saw this
Zillow.
I've looked through Zillow, okay. Something about the website, mobile website. I don't like it.
Gotcha.
So I just look at the local realtors. But then you go on Zillow or realtor.com and you see things that aren't listed on the local.
For whatever reason, realty, maybe they haven't taken it in or.
Yeah, whatever it is. But I'm so stupid when it comes to this stuff. I'm really, really dumb. Like today, even my realtor, who I now have a realtor.
You have a realtor.
I have a realtor. Wow. I'm entering into a contract.
Dang.
I'm going to enter into a brokering contract.
You're adulting.
Yeah, I'm adulting.
Wow.
And I went to her yesterday, and I sat down in her office. I said, listen, I know this isn't listed on your guys' thing yet. And she was like, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, well, I thought it does. Yeah. Like, I don't want to cut anybody out. You know, I don't want to step on toes. I don't, you know. And then, like, I guess.
Oh, everybody gets their fee. Don't worry.
Right,
everybody gets their cut.
Yeah.
You know, if to be, you got lots of middlemen. There's a lot of room there for middlemen,
right?
To come in between you and the buyer and the seller. Yeah,
that's like. And normally, y'all know me. I'm probably gonna trash anybody I enter into like a brokering contract.
Right.
But I really trust this person and like them.
I like her too.
So,
yeah, she's pretty cool. She's straight shooter in that.
Seems
sense,
like
I think.
It.
Yeah,
seems like so. It.
It's if you don't
no
think
bullshit
you'll like, yeah.
cuts through it,
exactly.
At least for me.
I bought a house from her.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all he has to say.
Yeah, I bought a house rumor, though.
Yeah, that works out, right?
Yeah, it worked out.
All right.
When did you buy your house, Patrick?
The last time that it was good to buy a house. It was
2012 or something.
Yeah, 2015.
2015.
Nine years ago. I bought my house for $97,000.
Nice.
All right. And
that's
right now.
Steal, bro.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
was it then?
The plumbing
then?
Was intact.
Like when you bought it, where you're like, oh man, it seems high.
Yeah.
Like it seems like
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, here's the thing is I was like, I'm not going to negotiate. I told my realtor that I will not negotiate on the price as long as they leave the nice John Deere mower behind. It was actually a lawn tractor.
Ooh,
it was upgraded from it's not just a lawnmower. It's a lawn tractor.
Yeah.
So it's got the mowing deck built into it, but it could also accept attachments.
Implements,
and she was like, I'll get it done for you. Moved into the house. There was no lawn tractor.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I had to go buy my own.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There was no propane tank.
What was, yeah, exactly.
Some guy came through and took that.
Well, I got it from Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
my name Rattan.
Yeah, that's going back
I just
30
stole somebody
episodes
else's to replace to replace the one I took from Jay's property.
Yeah, that story is from we broadcasted in like the third or fourth studio that we had. Like we've been through so many iterations of this show. This is the best one.
Yeah.
By the way. This the Washburn Studios.
It's kind of my office / the studio.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to a podcast recently with Douglas Murray, the British.
You sent this to me, right?
Political commentarist. Yes, I did.
As I interrupt you, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if you listened to it, but he made a really interesting point. He said, he's like, if you want to know a little bit about where all this identity politics and social justice warrior. Campaigns, all of this came from, which a lot of people might just label under wokeness or whatever,
right?
Is from the left started pushing this narrative after the 2008 housing collapse when it became almost just impossible for an average person to get a home. I mean, the amount of regulations, like I was telling Tyler earlier that before 2008, before the housing collapse, I mean, all you had to do was a briefcase of cash and a handshake and you could
spit
buy a house.
In your hand.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the amount of paperwork, I mean, you literally have to clear cut an acre of Brazilian rainforest
a whole acre?
To account for all the paperwork.
Let me tell you one thing you might not have thought of. They were at, when I was doing the application to get pre-qualified, they're like, is there any other money that we need to know about? Like, is there other money elsewhere that or maybe coming in or this and that that we
like
need to talk about that?
Yeah.
Not income.
No.
I was like, well, maybe income. I don't know. I was like, I had a question about
child
that.
Support.
And she's like, that stuff like that?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll be honest. You know, I've never asked my parents for nothing. You know, my parents have doled out some money, and I've never asked them for a dime,
gotcha.
Really, you know, and I was like, "There."
So
made,
you got yours a coming.
I got a little bit of something a coming if
gotcha.
I need it,
gotcha.
Right? I'm going to do every single thing in my power to not, but
never
if,
need it,
but
right.
if it comes down to like, we can get this house if with a little help
a little
from my
payment.
Friends,
a little help
from the, then I'm going to use that. And she's like, oh, well. this new thing. You can't accept this type of gift. And if you do, you need to jump through all this stuff and they need to get signatures and all this whole thing needs to be. So like,
it's
basically,
not that big a process.
No, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not. But all I was thinking was like, I mean, I would say probably most people might have get a little help from their parents. Like your parents get cut you a little bit of this and that. And it's like, you have to do shit with that. You know, even you can't just get a little bit of money. Like, you know, I got to claim, my house gift.
Not really.
Like, yeah, it has to be shown that it was sitting in a bank account for a certain period of time before it was gifted to you and stuff. Because
they got to prove how they made it.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
So what you're saying is you can't say I pulled this out of my safe.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Mattress money is not accepted.
Is this the state of Arkansas or something?
Maybe.
No, this is the Frank Dodd Act of I forget what. Yeah, this was the package of regulations that were designed to prevent the 2008 housing collapse from happening again, even though at the very in some ways that it did not. It was a Band-Aid over a freaking sucking chest wound.
I thought that was just basically banks screwing people at that point.
Well, well, that's one way to look at it. That is certainly one way to look at it.
Balloon payments at the end. Everybody knows you can't pay $65,000 when you're done.
Exactly. Yeah. It was at the end of the day, I feel like it was the home buyers. The home buyers who precipitated this.
Because you knew you couldn't make that payment.
Exactly. Yeah. And buying houses that were way beyond their means. With the idea being like, oh, your interest rate's going to be really low right now, and it'll balloon years
later. Yeah, later, but you'll be making that money then.
Yeah,
so no problem.
Everybody thinks they're going to be rich tomorrow.
Tell them that too, though.
It's predatory.
Can you, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I mean, it's one thing, like, come on, America. Like when something sounds too good to be true, I know that it's too good to be true.
But mattress money is a real thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, and let's. That's how people bought houses for years.
Right.
In the state of Arkansas, there is $292 million buried in glass jars in backyards.
Yeah, right.
That's probably low on the low end. I mean, there are processes for this because if you're a Muslim American, your religion prohibits you from being able to pay interest, which means you can't get money from a bank. A bank's not going to give you money without interest. So what do? You save money.
Dang, I
got to
get on that
houses.
Religion, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I identify as a non-interest seeker. Like I don't. Yeah. I can't have interest extorted from me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. Yeah. But I'm ISIS. Yeah. That count. Like that.
I like how you say it there because if you want to go biblically with it, a Christian should never loan money to another Christian and charge interest.
Yeah, that should be.
Jesus went ham, dude. On that in that marketplace, dude, flipping them tables over and stuff. Exactly.
He did, dude.
Well, they were also casting lots in the church there.
Money changers and all that stuff.
Their pile of dirt is now yours for a straight exchange of money. Can I explain how this makes any sense?
I still have to close the loop on Douglas Murray, though.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, so Douglas Murray, remember that, listener, help us bring that around. If you keep money in your mattress because perhaps you were a victim of the 2008 housing collapse, so you're like, I'm mattress money from now on, all right? Yeah. I wouldn't even look at you as like an Alex Jonesy conspiracy theorist. I'd be like, I understand. You don't want to put your money in banks. So to avoid the 2008 housing market collapse thing again, they make it so that you have to use the banks, the fuckers that did the shit in the first place.
Yeah, well,
why does that make sense?
The idea there is they don't want to just know that you have the money. They also want to know that it's a sustainable source of money.
Right.
That it has a history to it. That it wasn't just like you sold a bunch of drugs and $25,000 for it or something. Now you can buy a house with it that somebody died just all of a sudden, or just that you have a well-established line of income or a revenue source that so here's the thing, you give a poor person $25,000, they're gonna make some bad financial decisions with it, you know?
Understood.
But I don't know that applies to like down payments, and that's where I was thinking, because if your parents loaned you 10 grand to help with the down payment, I don't think that would be you wouldn't have to say my parents gave me this help.
Well, there is America.
You do have it has to be. There is a whole monetary gift
yeah,
paperwork process. And I know this because
for the IRS or for the banks
for the
loans?
For the banks to loan. Yes, yes. So yeah, and I know this because I have another piece of property that I have somebody very interested. It's a buddy of mine. His brother wants to buy it, and he has been saving up money for a down payment on his house for years.
Mattress
he
money or bank
mattress
money?
Mattress money. Oh. He has got a safe in his house that has that has $50,000 in it, from what I understand.
What's the address?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's, what did you say? It's government housing, which is just like, dude.
Even worse.
You like you live in the projects and you got 50 grand.
Don't let
cash.
That
ever.
Is so stupid.
Yeah. That literally under so your stupid. Mattress or in a safe. That's probably the. I mean,
yeah,
50
you
grand.
Carry it away with
a crowbar. Yeah, carry, yeah, yeah.
Just, yeah. Carry the safe. Yeah. Get a crowbar.
Exactly.
And, it's one of those little drug safes, which was a great safe as long as they didn't really have time to get it.
It's actually one of those Coke cans that isn't. It just unscrews and.
Yeah, it's all stuffed in there. But like, let me just finish this real quick because he wants to go through FHA. Here's because I proposed this to him is that he just wanted to buy the house outright in cash, which is that we're gonna sell the house for more than what he has in cash. But but he wanted to get a good percentage and have FHA do the rest. And I was like, well, why do that when you can get an FHA, no down payment, just got to cover the closing costs, low interest, government backed loan. And you take the money that you would have given me in cash and you use that to upgrade, make this house yours. Because, like, I ain't about to replace the carpets and paint the walls or whatever you
this
want.
This is as is.
This is as is, bro. And you take that, you take what I'm not charging you as a down payment and invest it in the house. Mm. And the FHA and the U.S. government will just write me a check for the house.
Right.
But I was like, look, but you have to. I was like, I'm pretty sure I know there's like some gift kind of things where or they're not just going to let you bring me a briefcase of funds when we close this an FHA loan.
You learn
with an established day. Yeah, I learned. There's a podcast where we talked about that.
Check, yeah.
So
it was a stack of money in a board game box.
No, it was a backgammon briefcase.
That's what it was. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he looked into it.
You had a wad of cash in a briefcase. That's just cool to me.
Yeah. He looked into it, and he's going to actually have to play like a shell game with his money. What he's going to have to do is because he can't just come up with a bunch of cash. Otherwise, the FHA is going to be like, why do you have all this cash laying around? Yeah. You know, and he's not kept it in a bank, which is unwise. I mean, at least even at 2% or a 0.2% interest rate in your checking account is something, you know, when you have that much cash. Getting to talk to him and what his idea is because since he can't just use cash, sorry, let me kind of brain fart here. But so he was going to have his parents pretend that they're giving him
50 grand.
Now they got to pay tax.
Whatever the closing cost, whatever cost it is to upfront to get the house.
Right.
Because they've got the money already in their bank account. So he's got to play the shell game where he gives them, you know, let's say it's $20,000 and they quote unquote they gift him $20,000 that's been sitting in their bank account for however many years.
And then they trickle in 20 grand through $20.
And then they launder it. Exactly. They literally launder it.
They have
into
to structure
their
it. Laundering. They have to structure payments. But I mean, who doesn't at the same
and
time?
Layer it. They have to layering and
20 grand in cash sitting in your house is not a bad thing, you know?
No.
Even if way inflation's going, I mean, if anything, you put it in your fireplace and it'll keep you warm. And
and
if you get much more than that, though, I'd switch it to gold too.
Yeah,
that is truly a great hand physical investment.
That's a much better thing to have in your house, probably. Gosh. Like, you shouldn't invest it. Like, don't think that you're going to be smart and ahead of the curve investing in gold. But if you're going to have 10 grand in your house, it's not the worst to have.
It's
maybe
a little heavier
gold.
To carry out.
Ten
grand in coin. You mean the two coins?
The commemorative 9/11 coins.
They're not commemorative. You can buy gold bullion.
It's ridiculous. I am not a conservative, but I mostly listen to conservative leaning podcasts, and every single one of them, if it's not an ad about Viagra, it's an ad about how you should buy gold. I'm just like,
which again, I'm gonna go. I don't know which one of you said it. If you're doing it thinking you're breaking the investments, you know, if you think you're doing something wise in the sense of beating a game, you're not beating anything. But if you have an excess that you don't need to access for a while, You might as well, if you buy $10,000 worth of gold today, it could be $20,000 worth of gold in 10 years.
Yeah.
So it is an investment, it's whereas an investment. A dollar is going to be a dollar in 10 years.
Right,
either
right.
If, and probably worth actually less.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Do you remember not long ago the dollar being worth less than the Canadian dollar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, or even yeah. a par, you oh. know, was, yeah, wow. that was bad.
Oh.
I can remember as low as 8 pesos per Ooh, dollar.
Yeah.
Mm.
Think about it now. It's what, a 16?
Yeah, I was thinking
it's
15,
currently like
15,
16.
So, yeah,
so
yeah.
that's Listen, almost double what it is now.
America's been on the ropes a few times, all right? But we yeah. always slug back.
Do we always? Right? And our economy yeah. is red hot right now.
That's true.
Yeah. We're like, you look where China's economy is just devastated right now.
But we can't say that because we got an election and yeah. we need yeah. to continue on with look what Biden did.
Well, yeah.
you know?
Yeah. You know, it's one thing. The economy is it's growing. Wages are increasing. Our unemployment is a historic low, but when you go to the grocery store and you're mm-hmm. paying 20% mm-hmm. more than what you did a couple of years ago, that's hard. No one's going to believe that.
Listen,
that's exactly. I listened to a podcast of the Fifth Column where it's a bunch of guys from New York City, or two of the three are from New York City, and they all they talk about is just how. The subway is just so screwed up. There's so much crime. They don't. I mean, it's just everywhere they go, and they just it's just a mess. The homeless people, the drug addicts, the random muggings and assaults, and then you have the legacy media that we were talking about a moment ago, being like, well, crime is actually going down, and it's yeah. like, motherfucker, why don't you come out here? Go take a trip through the Bronx or Brooklyn or something and tell me that you feel like crime is going down yeah. because you're not going to believe it after
right.
after taking a few steps through it. You know?
It's just it's so easy to be a super progressive person in a dorm room in a college that
yeah.
your parents
yeah, right.
put you
exactly.
through.
That's a great
like,
way to
it's so that's listen, I believe in the ideals, but being a parent trying to stock the fridge with groceries and buy a house.
Yeah.
I've said on the radio, I don't think it's any, I don't like Trump, but I've said on the radio, I'm going to really try and buy a house this year. And I should know by November if I can do that.
Exactly.
If Biden's in, I'm out.
Yeah.
If Trump's in, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. If Biden's in, I'm written for 4 more years.
That's right, dude. That's and I'm a progressive dude, mm-hmm. but
like you we can't said, discount the feels.
Like yeah, we said last feels. Podcast, we are probably some of the most liberal people in our area because of some of the things we yeah. think, mm. you know, or the some of the things we think of. You yeah. said you like to be progressive. How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So in our area, it's very, very conservative.
Yeah.
And I see myself as a very conservative person. So, I mean, ultimately, in the grand scheme of it,
conservative.
Yeah, conservative.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also feel like I'm probably one of the more liberal people in this area.
Mm. Well, it's because you don't hate gays and, like you don't automatically assume, you know, a lot yeah. of shit.
Good
you
point.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you could feel that way, and then you can realize that the progressive train is just ning, 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 ning.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's just yeah. it's gone past you.
It doesn't matter. Let's use social media as an example. Mm. Facebook is is the worst place
That's
in the world.
That's the conservative one,
but
isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
I think the conservatives feel like a super liberal, though.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
But I think that Facebook, for example, no matter how conservative you are, you're not conservative enough. No matter how liberal you are, you're not liberal enough. So it doesn't matter. Somebody's going to be attacking you that you're not enough.
Yeah.
Those you words have just lost so much meaning to
it
me.
It does. Yeah. yeah.
You're right. I don't know. People are so just slipshod on what they believe in. And I don't know. A conservative, I mean, traditionally, you had a conservative view of government that it should have a limited impact. But then you see, like, who's the Republican nominee? It's Donald Trump. He's talking about 100% tariffs on Chinese products coming into the United States. That's government interference. That is a tax on right. us, the consumers.
But it's good for Republicans or for conservatives because it attacks the country that wants to attack
us. Well, as long as you throw your principles out the window, it makes sense.
Right,
in such
right.
a superficial way.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, I'm going through the mind, like just I'm getting off the political thing for a second, cool. just going back to the housing because we got to get back to Douglas.
Yes, we do.
Murray. Douglas Murray.
Doug. Don't call him Doug.
Douglas.
Don't do it.
Don't call him Doug.
Yeah, I watched a debate of him. It was him and Matt Taibbi and then Malcolm Gladwell. who is a such a tool.
Holy
and
shit.
Some nobody reporter from the New York Times. And Malcolm Gladwell called him Doug, and he was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, Malk. It's a great Malk? Scene. It's a very great. It's a monk debate, one of those monk debates that they
don't
do
say
in
that
Montreal
on the
or something. Yeah. Malk.
Malk. Yeah. That's actually how Northerners say milk, if you can believe it or not.
Malk.
Yeah, yeah, they go, yeah. It's more like milk.
Milk.
They go milk.
Malk.
Yeah, malk. Anyway, flapper noise. But just what I'm thinking of when I'm trying to look at a house, like, so I'm looking at the outside. I'm like, well, these walls can be pressure washed. I can do that. We actually have a pressure washer. This is one of those garden hose ones, you know, but I guess it's
good enough.
I
got a real one at the house.
I'll
come over after this.
Perfect. And take it home.
Some of the shutters are hanging. I'm like, bang those back in, you know, and like looking at, okay, I can bang it. Go inside. I'm like, hey, I can sweep these up and
I can
rip that out. And then
I can put a toilet back in here.
I could breathe in black mold for a couple years until we get that. You know, like it was like, bang, bang. But like I got to a point where I was like, I can't do it.
Stacked.
You know, yeah. And
too
we
much.
And I'm not gonna say that we had our hopes up for this place. It was just like
the price.
The stars. Yeah. It's literally right across the street from the house I'm renting. Not joking. Like
what?
Like
dang.
It's right there.
Was somebody
easiest
living there
ever.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not even catty corner. You open your door and you're looking
at that. Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Easiest move ever, literally.
Easiest.
Walking across the street.
Love the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, the neighborhood is fantastic.
It is a great neighborhood. I wasn't even going to help move.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, it's a quiet neighborhood.
Yeah,
seems
super
like an
quiet.
Older group
oh, yeah.
of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you're like probably one of the youngest people there. Actually.
It feels like a perfect little slice of Americana.
It absolutely. Does. It looks like the Sandlot.
Next door to him is the perfectly green, pristine lawn.
Yeah.
And on the other side is the perfectly all that shit that they put in there, all those knickknacks and paddywhacks that
you put
in the yard.
Yeah, exactly.
So perfect Americana.
Rusted rims.
Exactly.
Lawn,
yes.
Beautiful yard and the other.
Yeah.
You know, and but just what, like, at this moment, you know, it used to be like, we're going to find the house that we fall in love with. And I'm looking at it like, you know, I'm looking at it like a horrific bitch that I could like work with, you know, like, you know, I'm looking at it
paper
like, she could lose a few pounds and change the color of her hair and then maybe she'll be attractive.
You know, the things you need to do.
Yeah. No, instead that's what I'm looking at it like, you know, just like. And that's not a place you want to be with a house.
Yeah.
You do not want
unless you love to remodel and love to do all those things, which you're not about that life really. I don't
want
think.
To be.
Okay.
I feel like a certain part of me will be unlocked when it's
yours.
Place. Yes.
I see what you're saying. Because Patrick does
stuff,
it.
Yeah.
And I figure it's maybe in the blood. He may be an
well,
you know,
you,
anomaly.
I mean, Patrick,
but
you weren't, like, I'm not going to say you weren't an unhandy man or something, but beforehand, you did what you had to do and stuff. But when you moved into a house, I bet it, you know,
yeah,
it jumped tenfold. You have.
Yeah,
you have
that
to.
Or I was,
you
or are, I had to be prepared to spend a lot of money for
right.
other people
exactly.
to do it.
Right.
Put your own flooring in your house. That's big time to me.
But there is the house when I moved in, there was no big underlying problems. There was things like carpet in the bathroom, which is disgusting. Yeah, and the first day, I mean, I ripped that out.
We ripped that up.
And we walked on bare concrete until I was able to put some floors
which
down.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I'd rather bare concrete in a bathroom.
100%.
Seriously?
Piss carpet?
Yeah. But there wasn't like mold and holes in the doors and stuff that allowed cicada swarms to come in. And like there wasn't
evil
like you're,
red, I think.
You're talking about something. There is a bit of a, you buy a house for quote unquote cheap in 2024, and then you got to turn around and spend, I don't know, 20, 30 grand
on the low side.
To be some,
on the low side.
Don't expect
know?
It to be Baghdad fucking whorehouse.
Because let me tell you, house maintenance, that's the thing is that my wife and I really want to get back in the housing market. We want to sell our house. We want to buy a bigger one. But it's just, even for us, it's so difficult to do that right now. Nobody wants to sell a house. And when you have a low supply, high demand, what happens? Your prices skyrocket. And I'm not ready to sell my house for a lot of money just to go turn around and buy somebody else's house for a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, it makes no sense.
That's just always how it's going to be, I guess.
Both of the cheap houses I looked at, a $20 crackhead wouldn't blow you in it. Like, they'd be like, I have enough dignity to ask you to rent a hotel room than to bring
me
into
the car.
This black mold that I'm
I mean, but house
you later.
House maintenance costs are another thing that have just skyrocketed, and it's even pushing people out of the bed. Like, there's a lot of people can't even afford to maintain their house anymore. Which is
that's true.
Which
too.
Is if you can't afford to maintain your house, oh my goodness, wait till something actually goes wrong.
That's what happened with that place. Somebody lived at it for 10 years that couldn't afford to. They could mow the lawn. That's it.
I'm remodeling the little bathroom in our house. We have a bathroom attached to the master bedroom. My wife, like, I've not been keeping track of how much it costs to renovate it. She told me last night $1,000. $1,000 is what I've – this room – and you might think, oh, that's not too bad for a bathroom. This bathroom is a quarter of the size of what a solitary confinement cell would be. It's got like a toilet and a sink.
It's the size of an average shower stall
truck stop.
I promise. Both water of you all have closets.
It's a water closet. They call it a water closet.
A water closet.
You guys both have actual closets that would be bigger. I have a closet that's bigger than that bathroom.
I love it.
$1,000 to just put some tile in there and paint it and stuff.
Now, does that up $1,000 on your...
I would imagine, actually. Maybe. At best, it stays even.
It's one thing that they're not...
They're not going to see it and be like, oh, actually, let's tack $1,000 off what we... So in a way, yes, it has earned me $1,000 because when somebody looks at it, they're not going to try to take $1,000 away from
me.
They're like, well, I got to do the bathroom.
So at best, I'm even on it, you know. But I mean, I know at the same, like, I've remodeled some other stuff. It would not have cost that much 5 years ago and stuff. Inflation is crazy, and
building materials.
The housing market is such a disaster. Again, just to close the loop, just very quickly for why I brought up Douglas Murray is he brought up a point that I thought was really interesting. Is why again we're pushing all this identity, but the progressive left is pushing identity politics and what we'll just under the umbrella term of wokeness and getting young people agitated about this is because the left has made a disaster of its effort to try to fix the housing situation, not just at where we live, but across the entire nation. That the problem has been so insurmountable that instead of actually trying to tackle it, they're just like, you're upset because you can't buy a house. No, don't be upset about that. Be upset because trans people aren't allowed to play on collegiate sports under the gender of their preference or whatever.
And that's why I can't put my baby in a home that I've bought. It's like
for a lot of millennials, you look at all these doofuses at Columbia and UCLA, where we were talking about last week. There's a lot of people who buy that. They're just like, I mean, it's just like a perfect like, don't look over here, look over there, you know. And it's a perfect little red herring.
Oh, it's so easy
for young people.
So easy to think that way when your parents are paying your grocery tab,
whatever it is. Oh, you can't buy a house. It's not because our economy can't support your ability to buy a house. It's because of intersectionality, and it's because of structural racism and discrimination in our society. We have to fix those things before we can make it where you can buy a house.
Hey.
And here's the basic problem is that for the average person, the greatest investment they'll ever make in their life is their home. You know, that is almost part of their retirement. If you can pay off your home in 20 or 30 years and just know that you can die in a place that's paid, that's retirement. That is retirement, is being able to know, like, besides electric, you can have your electricity turned off, you can have your water turned off, but you just gotta but after you paid off your house, they ain't taking your house away from you, as long as you pay your taxes.
You can be safe from a blizzard. That's the bullshit too, right there. Like, that's the libertarian, even though I hate that. That's where that comes out. I gotta pay taxes on something I've already bought and paid taxes on.
Right.
What the every
with
year
an income that with, I pay taxes on.
Exactly. Yeah. With an income that I, and then and then just to get some relief, to get to drink a beer on my front porch, I pay taxes on that too.
Exactly.
Jesus. You know, and I understand.
You got a first class military.
Yeah, that's right.
You get a
right.
nice
that's
interstate right. system.
Yeah. Point. Yeah. That's where the libertarians don't.
So you can't
they fail.
Yeah. So technically I don't want to hear you complaining about having to pay taxes and the roads at the same time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
You got to choose one or the other.
Well,
or at least unless you're complaining that your tax rate is so high and your roads are still shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm fine paying taxes.
I'm not paying taxes, but my roads need to be fine.
I totally support 100% behind taxes, but I'm 100% also like complaining about my tax money not getting spent wisely.
I agree with that. I don't mind. I agree with paying taxes as well. But I also would like some transparency on exactly every single dollar spent.
And that's 100%. Why this whole student loan relief is just, wow, the Democrats have just kicked the working man and woman straight in the groin.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and to think now with all this shit happening at Columbia and UCA, we're paying off those people's debt? These fools? These 18, 19, 20-year-old idiots, we're paying off their student loans? Well, not just them, the idiots that came before them, too. Mm-hmm. That is a kick to the teeth right there.
If we're
talking like $500 billion.
Yeah.
$500 billion is what, and just to help people perceive of what $1 trillion in $1 bills would, if you lined them up end to end, would go to the sun and back.
Right.
That's 93 million miles one way. So almost 200 million miles of $1 bills. Is half of that, or let's say, okay, one trip to the sun. All right, that is what we're paying to relieve. And I like one of the people that I've heard complain the most about it is a buddy of mine who he got student loans, and he said he squandered 75% of it. He said at one point he had a sack full of dollar bills and went to the strip club. That's how he spent his student loans, and now we're relieving.
Yep,
people like him.
Yeah, and we've kind of debated on this a little bit.
Yeah,
and
I feel like we have brought it up before.
We have, that's totally fine. It's just when the part of me that wants to believe that it's the right thing, I imagine I'm helping out a dude who went to school for engineering or something, or architecture or something that could give the country something good, whatever it is. And then you see the video of the Columbia thing or UCLA barring a Jewish guy from getting into the school that he's paying for that. I'm like paying for now or something, that's where it's like, oh, this is all bullshit,
Cause
I want to imagine I wouldn't mind chipping in a few cents of my paycheck to pay for an electrical engineer's student debt. It's do I have to pay for the dude who also graduated with like a trans studies degree?
Yeah.
Like it's the same,
Marxist metabolic rift theory, that is a fast track to them getting a job at Starbucks.
Can I go to a even further thing? I think this may be stepping on toes as well, but I think federal dollars shouldn't go to secondary education or tri-educate, whatever you call that, secondary education, technically high school. So
yeah, right.
You know, so what is that? Beyond education.
Post-secondary,
extra education.
Yeah.
I don't think federal dollars should go to that, period.
Should go to what? Like university, colleges and shit? The colleges are to pay off the debts to them.
Period. Because here's why I say that, and I'll use your local community college as an example. I was literally talking to one of the professors, I guess you call him professor there. I don't know, but
instructor,
last night,
professor,
instructor.
Yeah,
okay, because he's not,
not a PhD.
Instructor. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a guy who's get Pilates classes in the water at the Y.
That person has more probably. I don't know what but equivalencies.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
He worked there for 2 years and he quit because he says that's not an education, that is a business. And I'll tell you why. He said there were 3 students that weren't either showing up or weren't doing the job when they were there. So he submitted for them to be removed from the class because they weren't, passing and hadn't been the whole entire class.
Yeah.
And he said, he said there was 3 levels of submission before someone would be removed from a class. He said it never made it around past the first round. He said that they would say, oh no, well, they would always have an excuse for the person. And they would say, we'll just let them start over.
Yeah.
So he said, I realized this is not an... And he said, guess what else I'm doing? He said, I'm passing people that don't know 25% of the job that I'm telling the people that are hiring them now that they have 100% of the knowledge.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm lying to the people. I'm sending people out into the workforce that have no true knowledge of the job.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that they completed this course.
And then somebody like dies on the job, and you can almost like feel bad about that.
I mean, if you think about it like
something
that,
like that, like a butterfly effect.
Exactly.
It's
a business. Period.
It's a
story.
Business.
It is a business.
It is in places like Arkansas, where we're looking for easy answers to complex situations. And when it comes to like funding for colleges, let's say in Arkansas, a big chunk of funding is now tied to graduation rates. Mm-hmm. So if you're not graduating exactly. the kids, you ain't getting the funding, or you're at risk of losing funding. So it's you're being pushed. It's funny. I had this conversation Friday night. I had a very good friend of mine. She came over to the house to hang, and she is a high level college. She's a professor. And she said, you know, she explained the frustration of this very thing, where it feels like this being pushed to pass kids. And she does like science. She part of her whole instructional what she instructs is basics for nursing students. And I mean, she's like being forced to pass.
Yeah,
nursing students.
Think about that.
And it's like I want my nurse to know what the hell she's doing.
I know,
and
I want to not go straight through the vein.
Yeah,
when you're drawing exactly. blood as a phlebotomist.
And you hear like nursing is a combination of art and science. Well, let's focus on the science aspect of it. There's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it.
Yeah, you can wear a cute button on your scrubs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, just there
a,
you go.
That's the most art that should go into nursing.
Well, if you get paid by a student and the government for this student to get an education, they don't get the education, and you pass them off as if you did. You committed fraud, and you got paid by the federal government to do so.
Mm.
If you boast a 98 percentile graduation rate, and 72% of them have a 25 percentile knowledge of the job that they graduated from, you're committing fraud.
Well,
what's the other libertarian?
For what it's worth,
like,
I'll just say real quickly that she works for a college that's one of the highest graduation rates in the state, and it's still like less than 30% or something. Wow. Yeah. So there is that thing too,
there's a community college locally that boasts way higher than that.
Well, and the problem with that is that's not 100% the college's fault. It's the high school. For one, they're not prepping. If a kid gets it, like that's the vast majority of students in Arkansas need some remediation when it comes to math, reading, and writing.
So then they take them remedial classes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can.
Why they offer them.
Yeah, but are you going to take?
I feel like I'm not going to pass this class.
Can you teach a young person in one semester what their school failed to teach them in 13 years? That's a hard thing to do.
Well, did they do the algebra for 13 years? No, that's not entirely true. No. So for the 2 years they've had math
is a progressive. It's
absolutely.
But
algebra is where they needed the remediation.
Banana, two banana. Yeah.
Right. I'm guessing that's probably, or geometry, one of those two is where they actually needed the remediation, because that's where I needed it, because I stopped paying attention at freshman year or sophomore year, whatever it was.
Me too.
So I had to have that remediation class, which I hated, didn't go to, you know.
I didn't have it, and I'm legally retarded when it comes to math.
But what I'm saying here is high school, again, I agree there's plenty of, and we can discuss that too. We could have discussion about federal, but again, we force children to be in high school. We force parents to send children to high school. Well, that's different than college education.
Until you said that, all we were going to do was straw man this argument. And what you just said there is the actual core of the argument. You steel manned my argument for me. Is that the core is that not everybody needs to go to college. And we've been pushing people to go to college for a long time. So you just have some people that are just inherently unable to make it through, because a lot of college is just stupid tradition, just like public school system is, you know?
So federally, we are keeping up colleges, a.k.a. businesses. Yep,
subsidizing them.
Keeping them going, but they're not doing their job. Other than major banks from Silicon Valley, what other businesses would the federal government do that for?
Yeah. Mm. Oil and gas companies.
Yeah, okay.
The defense contractors.
Yeah, that's
car manufacturers.
Pharmaceuticals.
Anything that has
car
to do military.
Not Ford, though.
Yeah. Not Ford. A handful.
Okay,
So back to it, though.
Not your small businesses.
And if you put college in the midst of all those, one of those is not like the other.
Exactly.
And I would call the small colleges in this area a smaller business. I realize they're a satellite of a much larger. Yeah. I get that. But it's the federal dollars keeping them open.
Yeah, you're right.
And if they are,
high schools that are pushing kids like all, because it's just a knee jerk reaction.
So you think it should
be state dollars?
I don't think it should be
any dollars,
unless the states want to hold up a certain education system. That's up to them. That would be up to them again. Mm-hmm. But federally, we don't account for those dollars. We're giving a business as somebody hey, that we have now. Okay, I'm using one example, but I bet you we could find others that say, yes, I'm forced to pass kids that don't know what they're doing in this line of work. That's fraud.
It's true.
If a business only gave you 25% of the thing, you'd be like, well, I'm either going to pay you for 25% of it. I'm going to go back around the drive-through and get the rest of my food, or you're going to not get paid for the rest of the construction or what, you know what I mean?
But as far as bailouts go, that's a pretty good one. Like to bail out colleges over other things, you know, like that we bail out, you know, like because I mean, I'm sure you would agree that most community colleges in area, like even if it's only 30% good, that good is worth it. Where if they just were gone, that would be a bad thing.
Actually, the guy went to the technical school that is designed just for that. Mm-hmm. And he was super happy teaching there because he was actually getting great education to kids. So those kids were paying for their own education, their moms were or whatever also, but they were about to go out to the workforce. The kids in the small college, smaller, not all of them. I get it. I'm not speaking about every child.
Right.
But there's the ones that aren't there to get an education. They're just there to F off and be in class some more.
But wouldn't it be a bad thing if a community college in an area such as this like didn't make it?
It would now, absolutely. Yeah, because there are educators all over there. And
it can be a good investment. I mean, on average, even just if you get your associate's degree, a two-year degree, on average, you will make $1 million more over your lifetime than you would if you didn't. Mm. And that $1 million is getting taxed. And so that's going back to the federal government.
I agree. No, I know that. I was going
to
say what happens.
Pushing people to liberal arts degrees is the mistake. Up to the technical and vocational programs. And then we're finally, but the last few years, we've really realized. We had the epiphany, right?
No, I agree. I was just going to say, you talked about what would you do? What would small town USA do without that college? Well, what did y'all's town do without the hospital? Well, there was replacements popped up. You know what I mean? There was plenty of
people. You figure
it out.
A successful business moves in. But it's just like, what if they don't want to? But listen, I'm not even pushing back against you almost any American, I'm not going to ever argue with them if they think their federal dollars shouldn't be going to something.
Well,
at
this point, the whole system is so far out there, it would be impossible just to do it like that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Doesn't all this make more sense 20 years ago, like bailing out of college that maybe is still, you know, pushing through and trying to enlighten and you know, instead of pushing, I mean, liberal narratives and agendas in academics,
for the next 100 years, we pull back federal dollars only 1% every year. They would either figure it out, or they would go wherever else they go. It's not like we would tuition not shoot
would,
up.
Would tuition shoot up if that were to happen?
Well, don't they have to ask like permission to raise tuition right now from the federal government because of all the money they're getting?
But if it's run like a real business, I mean, if a business starts struggling, they have to start.
Yeah, so then the people that actually want the education will pay a few extra dollars to get the education.
Yeah. But tuition's
the product
already
will become more valuable.
Exactly.
Tuition over the last 20 years goes up, and the quality is shit.
Yeah.
So
well, now that's where the quality.
That's because federal government's paying the tuition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By subsidizing it, right?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting point. It's one
they're not paying our tuitions.
It's been around for a long time. It's just I'm just glad we finally had this epiphany where we realized not everybody needs a liberal arts degree.
Are we having that epiphany?
We did. We have. I think we're figuring it out. We're 5 years, maybe 10 years into it, you know? And
where they were talking about, we need more technical schools. We need more technical ability.
Whereas
people,
when I went to college, every counselor was like, oh, you got to get your bachelor's degree.
Doesn't that flip flop every generation, though? I was told that too many people are going to university and I need to become a plumber.
Yeah.
And now there'll be too many plumbers.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. Yep.
But there's never going to be, no one will ever tell you that there's not enough history teachers. No one will ever tell
Good
you
point.
There's not enough psychologists. All right. There's not enough business majors. Okay. Yeah. Business is something you're good at or you're not. You don't go to school for 4 years. You don't come out with.
We learned that with that chick who was selling tumblers.
Yeah.
You are not cut out for this, bitch. Yeah.
You get a 4-year degree in business management or business administration or whatever, your BA. That does not is not going to make you, like, that does not build the acumen to be a good entrepreneur. Yeah. It's just, that is, there's a lot of that. It's either learned or inherent.
You may
talent.
Be better at Excel than me, but
yeah. I have a 4-year degree, and I don't even, like, I can't remember the last job where I even put it on my freaking resume because I'm afraid around here that it's going to turn people off. They're going to think that I expect too much.
Yeah, too highfalutin.
Because I have one. I have one in political science.
One of them.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
means you're a janitor.
And listen, don't take anything. Everything coming from me is from an uneducated fool. In fact, yesterday is the first times I ever heard the name Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and I thought they were both black comedians on the Def Jam comedy tour in the 90s.
Died of hypertension.
Yeah, introducing to the stage Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah,
white people be crazy. Like that's it sounds like to me.
Oh my goodness!
All right. I was going to take the break to think about what to talk to next, and I forgot to.
It's sleepy time.
Female school shooters?
Yeah.
What?
What? That's what we talked about on the drive up here.
It's true.
Tyler's like, why aren't there more female school shooters?
Yeah.
There's a few.
I had a very naive question. You know? We had one where she went to a man.
Yeah,
what was crew.
What was funny about that one is that this was a woman who was born looking like a man who would want to become a woman instead of she just became a man. Yeah, this is that one not too long ago in Tennessee or whatever. But I figured we might broach the subject today, so I didn't mention it on the car ride. But Bob Geldof. You familiar with him?
No.
He had like some Irish punk band back in the 80s or 90s. He was one of the key players behind that We Are the World song.
Oh, yeah.
If you're familiar with that, the documentary that came out
recently.
That
atrocious piece of crap.
Yeah, that's one of the worst, but also like one of the most played songs in human history. Mm-hmm. But Netflix did a documentary called, or maybe it was Amazon Prime, whoever, somebody did, one of the streaming services did a documentary called The Greatest Night in Pop. And Bob Geldof was one of the main guys behind that. He was like behind the scenes kind of guy or whatever. One of the songs he was most famous for back in the 70s, was a song called I Don't Like Mondays. And that song was about a female school shooter who went and shot up. She was like 16 or something, and she shot up, killed a couple of teachers, injured a bunch of kids,
crime,
and a cop, shot a cop too, you know. And she was taken in, and when they asked her, like, she was so blasé, did not give a shit about what she had done, and they asked her like why she had done it, and she's like, I don't like Mondays. So Bob Geldof made a song about it.
Oh, dude. Wow, yeah. Wow! I can't wait for his next Bernie Getz hit. Where, is this guy still alive?
He's still alive.
Do you guys remember Bernie Getz? He's the dude who shot up 4 black kids on a subway because he was sick of the crime in New York City.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like an unsung hero, but also looked at as a crazy racist, you know, and because clearly the guy would just carry a gun on the subway hoping, because at one point the dude, he just got asked if he had $5 and he shot 4 people. That's what happened with Bernie Getz, literally.
Dang.
Yeah, he didn't kill any of them, but one of them got very seriously paralyzed and injured, and it wasn't an execution style. Bernie Getz, an insane maniac. I've heard him on some radio interviews. Yeah, this guy is insane. Yeah, but I don't know what made me think of that. But
well, we'll see if his next single is going to drop about 9/11 or
something. Yeah, whatever
it is. The Mumbai terrorism attacks or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we were just discussing the racial crimes. Not crimes against races, but races that seem to commit certain types of crimes.
Yeah.
And how, like, you know, bestiality, serial killing and murdering your wife and dumping her somewhere in the Bay Area is like strictly, those are strictly white crimes.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, like, yep. like we kind of almost came to the conclusion that like when black crimes usually end up, they have some form of principle to them. Mm-hmm. And while white crimes normally can be like, what, the senseless.
Yeah, you know, exactly. This,
it's senseless.
Take any crime a black man's ever committed, there's sense to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very much
dollars or cents.
Yeah, it dollars or cents. Or vengeance, you know, there's something like that. It's like defense, you know,
yeah.
defense of your territory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all the way down to 9/11. I mean, it takes conviction to do 9/11
to kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
to slam a plane that you're piloting into a skyscraper.
Yeah, saying it's right.
Yeah.
There's just some motive behind it. While like a lot of white crimes are like this heartless, senseless, you
motive,
know, crime.
Like 72 virgins or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Do you think like one of them was just like maybe like it's the system?
Yeah. Are the virgins really worth it?
I'm having a couple of doubts here. You know.
Have you ever slept with a virgin?
Yeah. I know.
It's gotta be boring.
I mean, I think little
Muhammad, I heard
people think about that.
With 72 virgins, there's 72 mother-in-laws too, all right?
So. Yeah. And what if you get like 72 like 4chan followers? Like, does it ever specify that they're women?
Oh, I
like
don't
I don't know.
Know.
I just don't know. Like,
that's
so 72 like Star Wars, like 72 Star Wars fans that were killed on the bus accident to the third movie or something, like in a bus, some sort of like, you know, like you get.
Excuse me, not the one of you? Not the one of you? Is he a woman?
Yeah.
Meow. I'm just working on my fan fiction.
Well, I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
Like Arab Hank from King of the Hill.
We were talking about the closest that a black guy's ever been to being a serial killer was that guy who owned a crematorium or a mortuary or something like in Georgia or Alabama. I forget exactly where it was. Maybe it was Florida. Florida Georgia line.
Wow, those three states are remarkably similar.
Yeah, they are. Like, yeah, well, at least like where they all kind of like congregate, you know.
Yeah.
And he was getting paid. He was getting paid to cremate people, and he was throwing the carcasses out in the woods.
You know what? Like, I'm gonna look down on him for it.
You
want a little cash?
You just want some extra
money.
Yeah, and that's.
And it costs
who doesn't cut corners every now and then?
Who doesn't cut corners?
That furnace costs money.
Yeah, so you would give
him
like...
You know what's a black thing is money wisdom, all
that's right?
Is being money wise,
that's
all right.
Right?
That's what black people don't just spend their money frivolously.
So he would just dump them into a hole in the backyard and give people like ashes from like his smoke out barbecue.
Yeah. from the last set of ribs he cooked, barbecued up.
My dad smells like hickory.
Yeah. Like, well, my grandma smells like mesquite.
Yeah. Mesquite urn. You know, so like that shit's funny. You read about like white crimes. It's never there's never a joke in there.
That's
there's
a good point. Nothing funny about it.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about
like
Scott Peterson.
You had mentioned, you know,
there's a lot of
female
Scott Peterson.
Are there
actually
female school shooters? And there are. There's like a handful of them. There's a handful of them. There's like 140 something dudes that have done it.
Because like most of our mass or school shooters here in America have been motivated by lack of getting laid. That is a fact.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Incellers.
Yeah, incels and such. It's a problem
until some point.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's involuntarily celibate until they aren't.
But has there ever been a black school shooter? I don't think so.
I don't think
so.
Well,
I mean, there's been black kids who brought guns to school to shoot somebody. But
oh,
it's
yeah,
not,
that's
they
different.
Didn't come there. Yeah, they didn't come there to just randomly assassinate every person that just happened to walk in front of them.
Right.
You know,
there's a motive there. There's a, you know, like, dude owes
there's
me money.
Principle.
Or, yeah, there is principle to, to some crimes.
Can you do a Windsor?
Yeah.
No, okay,
that's a half Windsor. That's
well,
what
that's
that
a
is.
Half Windsor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you
oh,
know
you're
how to
pre-tying the tie for him?
Yeah. If you know how to do a full Windsor, you're also into, like, craft beer and Mumford & Sons. Bye.
Thanks for your legal help.
Thanks for the former sponsorship still. Like, I'm talking about, we literally just had a lawyer in the room while I'm talking about principled crimes.
Yeah. See you in court, Laura.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know how to do a full Windsor, you also
only drink scotch.
You drink scotch. You like burn sage in your house and stuff and know how to do a full Windsor knot.
I meant only 7-year-old scotch or older.
Right. Yeah. I was definitely expecting a bow tie to come through here what you were describing earlier.
There's no way I could.
No?
No.
Okay, that's clip on all day, right?
All day.
Yeah, I don't know how to do a bow tie.
Never trust a man in a bow tie, first off.
Yeah.
And I would not wear a bow tie.
Yeah. Louis Farrakhan. I barely
wear a tie. And I wore a tie most recently.
Are you one suit guy? Do you have one suit or do you have multiple suits?
I've got a few. I only have two that fit me now because I've lost a lot of weight since
I thought I had one suit. Now I'm zero suit guy. Oh. I have no suit.
What happened?
I don't fit him anymore.
Oh, no.
Got fat, bro. What are you talking about?
Shit.
You know the drill.
Come do jujitsu with me. I got two suits now because I just bought one actually last weekend. I was up at visit my dad and I bought me a suit because I know exactly the suit that I like. I knew the size. So I just went in the store because dad stayed outside the store. You know, we ain't shoppers. It was Perry Ellis.
Okay.
It was the outlet though. Don't get me wrong. It was $100 suit, guys. Yeah, I promise you. But went in. I told him I got this suit. Showed him a picture of the tag. I want that one in black because I have a gray one. And he was like, "All right." We went over there, grabbed the suit part, grabbed the pants that fit me. I didn't even try it on. Put it in the suit bag. Walked out, wasn't even 5 minutes in the building, and dad walks out and he goes, "I taught you right."
Didn't try it on.
I didn't
That's
have to.
Confidence.
Yeah, because it was the exact same suit, just a different color. Mm. So I know the fit fits me. Yeah.
Right, right.
So, and I'm taking it on the cruise next
week. Always dangerous to buy a suit, though. It's always dangerous because you never know how many buffets you might visit between the next time you need to wear it.
That's true. But I'm pretty...
You're going on a cruise?
Yeah, not next week. Not next week. The week after.
We got to figure something out.
So next week, we need to do a couple podcasts.
Yeah,
we need to do a double header. Double header, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just thought of that. Sorry. Yeah.
Cruise, though.
My birthday.
Caribbean?
Bahamas.
Or Caribbean.
The Keys, the Florida Keys, which I haven't been to since I was like 4 years old. Mm. So big deal. So Bahamas, Florida, and I've never been to the Bahamas either. So Bahamas, Florida Keys, and then one I've been to that I didn't care to listen to.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Sorry, wifey. I love you.
No, that's awesome.
I fade out when I hear stuff that I've already heard, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't retain it the last time. Why would I retain it now? But I love cruises. So.
I want to do one last thing.
What's that?
And then we'll get out of here. This whole bear versus man.
How? I've had this discussion on the radio. I had opposing sides. I want to talk about it. Let's do it.
This is utter bullshittery nonsense. Do you know the premise behind this? That this whole thing that's coming out right now.
The Bear Grylls show?
Yeah.
No.
Man versus bear.
Yeah.
No, it's about how women surveyed, and by who, by the way? I don't even know.
On the street. Yeah.
I don't even know. Would rather be in the woods with a bear than a man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've heard about this.
All right. Listen. Listen here. Listen here, ladies. I know you've been spurned a few times, made to look like a fool because of a man, left you hang out to dry. You're going to want a man in the woods with you.
The man's never like clawed your belly and eviscerated you and spilled your guts out right in front of you and then ate it while you watched it.
Yeah. Now, that could happen. Now, like, and that's why I need to figure out the premise behind this because are we talking about,
would
you rather be in danger by a bear or a man? I'll go with a bear because a bear is just going to eat my head and keep on going. A man might tie me up and rape me for 5 years.
I think the question was, would you rather be lost in the woods and run into a man, a strange man you don't know, or a strange bear?
We're going to go with strange man 100% of the time because strange man.
If it's me walking through, I'm going to hope you can help me get out of the woods too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or a strange man or a strange bear, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bear
if it was
you
a
know.
Bear I knew.
Not a bear, you know.
Bart the bear.
Bart the bear.
Bart the bear.
Be totally cool.
It's not Yogi Berra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also have a crippling fear of bears.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I remember seeing one at Dogwood Days. They have this one that they bring out every Dogwood Days in Idabel, right?
Really?
And he's like this big, giant black bear, and they feed him cheese balls all day long.
Yeah.
And you can pay. You can pay like $5, and you can feed him a cheese ball. Man, I'm like, my wife's all like, oh, look, it's a little bear. Let's go check him out. I'm like, nah, I'm leaving. I'm going back home. There's no bears in my house. Yeah.
This might be a tough one for you guys to answer, all right? I've got an answer for it. But taking your kids and your wives and your house and your career and everything into consideration, would you rather be raped or murdered?
Me, personally, in the butthole or murder, I think I'll take a raping.
Yeah, you're raping 100%.
I'm going to take a good raping.
Yeah, I'll even be locked up and raped a few times.
For a few times.
Yeah, yeah. Before just being murdered.
Yeah, alive and raped is better than murdered.
I know that murder is bad, but raping you might enjoy. I mean, it may not be as bad as what you thought.
I hope I don't enjoy it, A. But I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm just saying, I could be, if I was in that situation where I'm being held hostage and raped, I could get to a point where I wish I was murdered.
Yeah,
sure. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, you don't know that for a fact. And also, rape
could be like, you know what? I'm going to introduce this into the bedroom when I get back home.
Yeah,
if you put a gun to my head right now and said either my dick is in your ass or this gun is, I'm pulling the trigger, I'd be like, all right, just do your best.
And also, there's opportunity when rape happens. Like, as in, you might be able to flip it on the guy and murder
him. That's true, because he's going to have to kind of, once he gets, like, almost there, he's going to lose thought about that gun.
What's
blood in his actual
head
anymore.
What's more vulnerable than a coming man?
Exactly. And then
you're not defending off.
If you don't fight him off, he's going to have post-nut clarity every
time.
That's
true.
You know what I mean? And realize what he's done.
All right, this is obviously.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
This is tongue-in-cheek.
This is obviously absurd.
Of course.
All three of us are being absurd right now.
I hope everybody realizes
that. Let's get down
to
brass tacks here.
I don't know what came over me. I came all over you, and it's just.
You know what? I'm really sorry. Here, let me pick you up. Pick you up off the deck, buddy.
Yeah. Can I get you a beer or something?
Exactly. Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, it's a man. It's a man 100% of the time. It's so cute and fun to say
a
bear.
Of course.
It's so much like, you know, because men are so terrible, right? Right, right.
Yeah.
No, in fact, I mean, and yes, men are terrible.
I had one woman argue with me that it's what a man could do to you psychologically that a bear could never do. And you don't know for sure if a bear is going to run away or maul you.
Listen, a man can damage you psychologically. A bear can completely take away that whole part.
Which a man can too.
Oh,
a
man can, damage your brain.
Kill you too.
A bear will eat it for the nutrients.
When it comes right down to it, we'll use bear and man as an example. Again, if you come into the woods with a bear, and let's say it's the right time of the year and this bear has some cubs.
Yeah.
They're going to protect their cubs or themselves by mauling you to death.
Right.
That's most likely the story.
Right.
Yes, you may get a few of them that run away, but mostly they're going to maul you to death.
Yeah.
Or maul you to almost death.
I feel like a lot of women are basing their decision off of
their
bad relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And it's like, and here's the thing, okay? If you want to rephrase it, I would rather run into a bear than a very bad man.
Right. A man that I know for a fact
is going to do
bad things to me, 100%.
But let's
because
I don't have any statistics on this, but I'm going to just assume that most men are good.
Yeah.
Rather than bad. It might be 51-49.
That's easy for us to say.
I'm
going to
roll the dice.
It is easy for us to say because we're big burly men that most men just don't mess with.
Yeah, but I'm a pussy. I'll get tied down and raped probably.
But the average man doesn't look at you and think that way.
Right.
Whereas small women, that may be all they deal with all day.
Right.
Is
but what's how many men are going to look at you and like I'll be honest, if I run into a woman in the woods, my first thought is not to bind and rape them.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that most men think that way.
I would say
the three of us here. So how many men do we need to bring in here before one of them is like, I'll bind and rape them?
Yeah. Before we get Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Exactly. How many men? And then you'll be like, well, you don't know how they're going to do behind closed doors or behind forested woods.
That's true.
I just don't think I'm going to change. I don't think I'm going to all of a sudden become a raping man.
No, I think your average man doesn't all of a sudden become a raping man. I think if you put the same amount of bears mm-hmm. with the same amount of women or men that you got to get to get mm-hmm. that raping man in there,
yeah,
you're definitely going to die with yeah. that many bears.
That's true.
Period. Yeah, somebody's yeah. hungry. Somebody's yeah, hungry.
With that many bears.
You're
also, if
dying.
You're lost in the woods and you run into a man, one of you is lost. One of them know like
probably knows where.
What are
the yeah.
what are the odds that two lost people are going to run into each other? He's like, oh yeah, my four wheeler's back there. I'll take you back to yeah. you know, but like if, you're going to run into.
But if you are both lost, two heads are better than one.
Yeah, yeah
that's
but
true.
Still, it's like, oh, you're going to save me, right? Well, I thought you were going to save me. You're lost. Yeah, are you? Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let's work together.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Well, now we have to double up on the amount of food and we yeah. need and
basically
resources
from everything I've seen
you
online
ever played,
about this.
Play with somebody. On Daisy, how good hard point. It is sometimes.
Oh, I'm always begging you Patrick for a can of
you end
food.
Up shooting him in the raping him and then shooting him in the head.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
the end of it.
Do you remember having a drink from the water fountain? You're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, because your whole body, your character is locked down yeah. when you're drinking in yep. a water fountain.
Looking,
yeah, you're yeah, looking all spinning. Around
yeah,
while he's like got his gun out. He's like, I'm just watching.
Just watching
you know?
For you.
Yeah, you know yeah. that shit's hitting the back yep. of your head.
Yeah.
So the goalposts keep changing.
Yep.
Would you rather run into a bear or a man? Well, a man. Well, a bad man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still kind of a bad man. Well, no, like a really bad man.
Yeah, like Charles Manson.
With
yeah.
a gun. With a gun.
Okay,
with
then a, gun. A bear, yeah. because they'll just kill me. And,
but here's the thing.
Or,
like,
or a bear actually enjoys to just eat you and possibly leave you there to like yeah. to try and drag yourself back to civilization while your guts are hanging out yep. and then die. Still not
or
a great death.
If it doesn't
death.
Kill you, it might it maul you, severely maim you, and then drag you back to its cub, to its
yes,
nest.
To now,
and then feed you to its young.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
I mean
and here's
if
the
you're
thing,
seriously
I'm
sitting there being like, that doesn't sound as bad as what a bad man. I don't know, dude.
Rape is one of those things. It is not in our evolution. If I could just throw it, like the idea of like no animals just go around raping other animals. Every animal has like a ritual thing that it does. The peacock dances his feathers. I got all these lizards on my porch. A lot,
yes,
a lot of lizards, and I see all of them
dance
with their little throat things. The lady's right there, like, dude, you could get her,
yeah.
but he's doing his throat thing. He's
what like, about what about an alpha lion? They're just going around fucking all of them.
But they're like, all those lionesses could run away at any point. No, they stick with mm-hmm. him because he's got like
part of the pride.
He's part of the pride. He's got right. whatever trait. They
but,
look
but
at him
what,
and they know that my
it?
My young are more likely to survive with him being the sire.
Yeah.
Than if but, I went with the other guy who's
what
scarred.
Is animal rape? I mean, does a female lion a lioness just sitting there be like, oh my god, again? Like, you know, all right, fine, I'll just lay here and take it. That's kind of rape. Is that not rape?
I don't
know. Is that not is animal
do they
rape?
Think
I
of it that way?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I
didn't want to get that deeply into it. I just what my point
all
being
right,
is
yeah,
that
sorry.
I don't
what
think
about beetle rape, Patrick.
The vast majority of guys would never rape anybody.
Yeah, I
if
agree.
Given a hunt,
I agree.
All the things in front of them.
Yeah.
If it was all the things, even prophylactics, alcohol,
yeah, yeah.
whatever it was, and they had everything except consent.
Yeah.
You're not diving into it.
I'll do everything that a bad ex-boyfriend does. I'll humiliate you. I'll make you feel stupid.
Gaslight you.
I will. Like, all those things. Mark, give me the checklist. I'll check it out. But then, like, rape at the bottom. You know, oh, no, I can't possibly do that.
No. Yeah.
Because, yeah. And the theory that I've heard explained before is that rape is not conducive to the bringing up of a family. Like, hey, humans are social creatures. You need a mom and a dad to be together. That's why, for the most part, we're monogamous. You know, there's all this polyamory that's developing nowadays is so against nature. That's not how you build a family, is by having multiple sexual partners.
Right.
Monogamy is the key to the success of our species, because it takes a mom and a dad to raise a kid. And if you're just raping, you got a bunch of kids that don't have no daddies around. Or that we're
so there, and there's
all
definitely
in duress.
There's definitely sociopaths and psychopaths that have no problem with rape. We know that
and just murder
sure.
and
yeah,
stuff
exactly,
too. Yeah.
yeah,
like I put rape up there as murder.
Absolutely,
with murder.
Me too.
Like it's
100%.
Yeah. It's at least parallel with one another.
100%. Yeah, I put rape seed up there with wheat.
It's that like is weird.
Right
Why
there.
Did they not change?
Yeah, I hate that.
Or at least been like rape.
Yeah,
rape.
Yeah, rape.
Rape grain,
and they'll be like, it's a good rape crop.
Yeah.
They shorten it.
I put the rapists up there with, you know, like counselors.
Yeah.
I mean, therapists. I read that wrong.
Yeah, you know, and rape seed sounds way worse.
It does.
It's an actual grain.
It is.
It is.
I've heard of it.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Well,
it's on the AgriPort.
Just keep it all in one word. Don't put don't put a space between rape and seed.
Again, I did mention I have a crippling fear of bears. I'll take the rapey man over that. And I get to say this from the benefit of being a
as
guy.
A man.
Well, as a man. But I would rather take the rapey guy.
Yeah, and you would too. Trust me.
Rapey bear.
Trust me. When it comes down to it, when it comes down to the real deal, and you're looking at one or the other,
tacks, the crunch. And
yeah, you're going with the man. Stop kidding yourself. Stop kidding yourself. That's the whole thing. You're ridiculous if you think that.
I saw somebody put a post on that was just like that was talking about the bear versus man thing, and it was like a fake. It was like a meme or something. It was a picture of a bear, and then it was like a Facebook conversation or something where guy is like. Is like, bitch, you'd rather have me over a bear any day or whatever. And then the comment above was just like, guys, go ahead and explain why we should go ahead and be with bears and not guys if we run into y'all, both of y'all in the woods.
Mm.
Something like that. I'm just like, that is a fake. It's a fake thing.
Yeah.
It's a fake meme. Nobody actually went out there and said that. No dude said that. But
yeah. I saw an awesome meme that had a bear, and it was a guy. He's like, guys, which would you rather take home from the club or something like that? And it was a bear, and it was like three women with 90s haircuts. One of them was the T-Boz. And I was like, the bear would probably maul me and kill me on the ride home. So I think probably the T-Boz look-alike is going to be best.
Let me sort this whole thing out for you once and for all. I would have to say at least 98% of the women I've ever dated or had intimate conversations even about this type of stuff, have had some form of sexual abuse. Some percentage of them have been raped indeed.
Gotcha.
Zero of them have been mauled by bears.
Or murdered.
So, you know, like, listen, if it means you get to stay alive and make it through the woods and get back to civilization, go with the man.
Right.
Go with the man.
So back to what we were talking about, not knowing past one setting. I've never been raped personally. So I can only tell you, only tell you.
You're missing out.
Yeah, dude.
I can only tell you if I would take one raping versus murder.
Mm.
I may move to murder before a second
but
raping.
I'd have to get through that first.
Exactly.
Right.
You can't be up on it before it's not in you.
Yeah. And you can't pick it up till
you're into it.
Put it
down. You can't put it down till you pick it up.
Exactly. And I was, ordered by the doc not to pick up anything over 5 pounds.
Yeah. Right. All right, there you go. All might get cut. I don't know. I'll listen to it later.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if you say rape this many times in a podcast, you get onto something. Yeah.
And bleep it out.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Beep, beep, beep. Now, I'll tell you what. All right. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out and post edit if that stays in. And if you hear that and you've enjoyed it, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.